Everybody.
Get in line. Nothing can come between us. Nothing can get you down.
Education. Entertainment. Nothing it's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome to hour number two of the Computer Corner. We spent the first hour kind of reviewing some of the things that we thought 2003 gave us technology-wise. And if you want to visit all of those resources, feel free to visit our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. You'll see all of the references to the top tens and the review sites and all the stuff that that's out there that'll kind of give you an idea of what happened. One of the things we didn't talk about, I wanted to kind of touch on real quick. I mean, we've had these ongoing battles like AMD versus Intel.
Right.
Right. So in 2003...
Linux versus Windows.
Well, in 2003, AMD versus Intel. Who got versed?
Who got versed? Who won the mostest?
I think it's pretty clear, right?
It's the same every year.
Yeah, Intel definitely had some...
And there's three guys out there right now saying, no way, man, no way!
Yeah, from an overall technology standpoint. Sure, AMD had their products, but you know, you look at the stock value and you look at everything that's going on with
Intel.
But
what about AMD's new 64-bit chip, man?
Yeah.
I'm just playing the advocate.
I know.
The other guy.
I like Doritos, too.
Right.
The
cool
whole
Ranch, especially. Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch.
Yeah.
Linux versus Windows. We keep hearing how Linux is going to like rule the world, and we got an email from some guy saying, how come you guys don't talk about Linux more?
Oh, yeah. That guy was, why don't you make mention of Linux anymore, you crazy guys?
Well, the problem is Linux is still a very on-the-fringe operating system that, frankly speaking, about 0.00005% of the people listening even know the first thing about.
It was Maurice from New Zealand who asked that.
What about Windows? Remember, Windows was gonna change everything.
It's the combination of Linux and Windows.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Except that your Windows stuff doesn't work in it.
No, but your Windows stuff all works in it.
No.
As long as it's really old and stuff that you don't really care about.
The original intent was to build a Linux-based operating system that ran Windows applications, but...
All you Linux users out there right now are saying, but there's this emulator called Wine, and you can do it.
Yeah, Wine.
Not the average Joe.
What a perfect name for a Linux
product. The average Joe will end up going, Wine.
Average Joe?
Yeah, that's what I said.
The Music Loaders versus the RIAA. Just recently here, I mean, it looked like the recording industry was pretty much kind of ruling until...
Well, Napster, Kazaa, and Morpheus, those are all gone now. There is no file sharing anymore, so they must have won, right?
No.
Oh.
But from a legal standpoint, they had all of these rulings. Earlier in the year, the ruling went in their favor where the ISPs, Verizon, had to give up the names of their users that were downloading music. Well, that just got overturned here recently. And then obviously, the 99-cent, like iTunes, those kinds of sites obviously have helped the system. So the people that say they want to be legal can be legal. They can get nice, clean, legal copies for 99 cents a song. So I think music downloaders won all the way around, because if you're legal, you got a good way. If you're illegal, you got a little small victory.
And you know what's also interesting is album sales. They keep looking at them. They're going to go down at some point, they keep saying. But the album sales are still up. Album sales are great considering the economy and where things were at. You know, I mean, people were still buying CDs.
And some would say maybe more because they heard a song that they wouldn't have normally heard. So we'll see. How about the Spammers versus the World? Who do you think won in 2003?
Who's going to continue to win in 2004?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spammers definitely won. And then finally, the Virus Writers versus the Antivirus Companies. Unfortunately, I think they both won. The antivirus companies got bigger, fatter wallets, and the virus writers continue to evade everything that comes out because they can test it before they launch it.
Another continuing thing that probably won't change anytime soon.
The continuing saga. Let's go to Bill, who's got an HP and wants to know, what the heck is the best flat panel that I can buy for my HP computer, Bill?
Bill called in at 602-277-5827 like you can right now.
You want to know. I'm sorry, inquiring minds want to know, right?
Absolutely.
First of all, are you familiar, have you gone and looked at the flat panel displays versus the tubed monitors?
Yes.
And did you notice any kind of a difference?
Yes.
Did you have a preference?
I prefer the thin, sleek models of the flat panel.
Okay, that's the housing, but the actual picture itself, you didn't see a difference?
Yes, crisper and clearer.
You like the flat panel better, okay. Because that's really, I mean, a lot of people want to know, which way to go, and some people prefer tube, depending upon what they're doing, and some people prefer the flat panel. So that's the first thing we tell people is go compare them side by side.
Like, I know most people that do, like, graphics pretty heavily prefer, actually, the old nasty-looking, big, huge, fat CRT tube over the flat panel because it gives a little bit better colors and things. And
gamers,
a little bit truer.
Gamers a lot of times like that just because what they call the refresh rate in conjunction with your video card, a lot of times it's better. It's getting better and better, and a lot of gamers are using flat panels now with no problems.
Okay, I'm not a gamer.
You just want that nice. You're more concerned with the form factor, the fact
feng
that
shui.
The actual size. Don't you have a sound file for that? You want that peaceful feel when you see your computer on the desk.
Exactly.
Inhale, then exhale all the viruses out.
Beep, 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 beep. So there's a couple things, though, that you may not be aware of. All flat panel monitors have what they call a native resolution. And the reason this is important is it typically is very, very high, which means stuff gets real small on your screen, like the text and everything. So if you have vision issues where you kind of can't see things that are small on the screen,
get a big one.
Make sure you get a larger flat panel, which also is going to have a larger native resolution. See, the problem is if you don't run it in its native resolution, a lot of times things don't display properly. You get a lot of jaggy edges. You get a lot of stair-stepping. You get a lot of things out of whack because you're not in the proper resolution. So, you know, people that like real low resolutions like 640 by 480 or 800 by 600, you can do that on a regular panel or a regular tube monitor, and it really won't have that much of an effect. Whereas on a flat panel, if you go below the native resolution, which is typically the case, you start to deteriorate the image.
Okay, I don't have the paperwork in front of me. I think the native resolution is 1200 or 1000?
1280 by 1024 on a larger monitor, like a 17.
Right.
And by the way, a 17-inch monitor will give you the same as a 19-inch tube, roughly.
Okay, that's a 19-inch monitor.
You're going to do a...
CRTs, you always have to subtract 2. That's the big tube monitors. You always have to subtract 2 inches from what they tell you because what they're giving you is the size of the monitor, not the size of the viewable area. But with LCD panels, with the flat panels, they're giving you the size of the viewable area. So to give the equivalence, for example, what Ken was saying is a 15-inch LCD is the same size viewable as a 17-inch CRT.
Okay.
Just to add some confusion to you.
So now, are you looking at a 19-inch LCD?
That's one of my questions. One of the monitors I'm looking at says LCD, and the other one says matrix. Can I mention brands?
Sure, go ahead.
One's a Dell, and one's a Viewtronic.
ViewSonic. Okay.
Yeah. ViewSonic, in the LCD monitors, ViewSonic's probably one of my favorites as far as just best overall bang for the buck that's out there.
The thing with the Dell product is we don't know who's actually making it for them because Dell doesn't make those. So, you know, and that's going to be monitor...
It's Taiwan Company of the Week.
Right, whatever it is. So I couldn't tell you much on the Dell side. I mean, Dell typically comes out with fairly good products. If you look at the reviews, and we have a link to the top 10 products from PC World, they do a top 10 review of LCDs in the 15 and 17-inch category. So you might want to take a look at that. They run through a bunch of those. Samsung, ViewSonic, a bunch of those come up. Hewlett-Packard actually came up very high on their list.
What's the difference with the matrix or dot matrix as opposed to the LCD?
Active matrix is what they're calling them. All LCD panels these days pretty much are active matrix displays. It's just different terms. It's like saying CD burners or... CDRWs or...
It's the same, yeah.
CD writers, they're all interchangeable terms.
The active matrix has to do with how the little liquid crystals display. And a lot of times in the past, if you didn't have an active matrix, which pretty much they all are now, if you get offline, if you're not looking at it dead on, then it kind of gets really hard to look at, hard to see. You know, so you don't have a 180 view, like you can be off to the side and still see it well.
Okay.
So anything you're going to buy today is going to be active matrix display. It's just, or they might call it TFT active matrix or things like that. They're all a bunch of buzz terms that really...
Forget about those things.
Forget all about that.
You want to look at the monitor you plan on buying, if you can. Okay. And there's another thing that you need to be aware of. There are things called dead cells in LCDs. There's little, like, you know, there are little dots all over the screen that basically display.
Right.
And oftentimes you can have what's called a dead cell, look like a little tiny black mark right in the middle of the screen. And no matter what you're on, it's always black.
Most monitor manufacturers in LCD panel, these TFT active matrix, whatever we want to call these things, most of them say the acceptable number of dead cells is 3. So unless you have more than 3, your monitor will not be returnable or exchanged under warranty or fixed or repaired. Some monitor manufacturers, the less expensive ones, go beyond that and say that they'll allow up to like 7 or 8 before they start to recall these things. So it can make a big, big difference in the picture you're going to see and what kind of quality you get.
So make sure, I mean, the warranty and what they do and what they consider to be warranty and not warranty, that's just as important as who you're buying it from.
The three dead pixels is pretty standard, though, for most of them.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, pick a good merchant or online reseller, whoever it is that you feel like is going to work with you, and that's probably just as important as what you end up buying. Because the thing is, when you get it home, you're not going to be comparing it to anything. You're going to love it,
right,
whatever it is. You know, it's, who cares that it was one-tenth of a pixel percent better than, you know, whatever their technical jargon is going to be. When you get it home, you don't have anything to compare it to, so you'll
right.
be happy.
Okay, one more question. One of the monitors I'm looking at has four USB ports with a DVI. And then the other one just has a DVI with maybe
less,
one or two.
Less is more.
Less is more.
Less is more.
Most computers these days come with six or eight USB ports, and you can always buy what they call USB hubs and multiply that thing way on up.
Okay, so it's not important on the monitor.
It's just like a convenience kind of thing. It really doesn't do you any good.
It's always best to stick to just what you're looking for, which is a monitor. Don't worry about all the newfangled stuff that they're trying to put in. Just like with a television with a built-in DVD and CD and all that stuff, it sounds like a good idea until it breaks.
Of course. Like power windows on a car.
Exactly.
All right.
No, you got to have power windows. What, are you crazy?
Yeah, nutso. Like brakes. That's the option that you don't really need.
Yeah, what the heck.
Okay.
All right, Bill, take care.
Thanks much.
All right, good
Bye.
Luck. That's how it works, folks. You call, we'll make it up, and hopefully you'll believe us. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney.
And the number you can call is 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR. More Computer Corner when we return.
Energy. Back.